This is Warrior Sound, streaming 24/7 on the official Warriors app and at warriors.com/sound. Now we'll listen in to a recent episode of Beyond the Arc with Warriors radio play-by-play man Tim Roy. For the setup, here's R.C. Davis.
With over a 250,000 Twitter followers, as well as the respect and trust from NBA players, this NBA writer has got the association on lock. Here on a recent edition of Beyond the Arc, Tim Roy got a few minutes with Chris Haynes.
When you look at the NBA right now, and I know you're spending a lot of time down in Los Angeles, but is that where, you know, maybe all of our focus should be, or are there other places we should keep our eyelids open for?
That's a good question right there. Obviously, that's where I'm spending the majority of my time at, with the Lakers and Clippers being so hot. But for me, you know, I got TV obligations down there as well in LA, so it makes sense for me. But no, I mean, I think if you look at the landscape of the NBA, I think for most players, there's a little bit of a disappointment, because I think when KD left and went to Brooklyn, most players who were pulling out of Team USA, the Team USA commitment over the summer, they were telling me, like, you know, we want to, you know, kind of get with our teams and kind of get ready, because we feel like this year is wide open.
Right.
And now that we're 20-something games in, it doesn't look like the league is that wide open. You know, I think that's been a disappointment. You look at the Portland Trailblazers, what they've done. You know, they was in Western Conference Finals last year, and now they're, you know, one of the bottom, you know, bottom in the Western standings. And so I think you look at it, it's probably about four teams, some would even say less than that, who have legitimate championship contending aspirations. And I think that's probably a disappointment for a lot of players coming into the season.
With that said, December 15th is coming up pretty quickly here. Do you expect a lot of action after December 15th? And for those who don't know, it's a time period where now you can trade guys that you signed in the offseason. Mm-hmm. And to me, I think there's going to be some of those teams that maybe are slotted right now 8-5, they're going to look to load up.
It's going to be flurry, and I mentioned the team, Portland. That's going to be one of them. They've had a string of injuries. I was in Portland last week when they just got clobbered by the Lakers, and they lost Rodney Hood with an Achilles injury for the season. They've already lost Zach Collins for the season, and then Yusuf Nurkic is going to come back sometime after the All-Star break, I believe. And so they really need some pieces. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of expectations over there with them having the season that they had last year. So that's going to be one team. Houston, definitely, they're always active and looking to do something. So I expect a flurry of moves.
Do we all underestimate the impact of Aminu and Harkless and their defense that kind of helped Portland along?
Look, if you're looking at some of the top teams right now, and when I think of top teams, I'm thinking about the Lakers and Clippers. They have length, athleticism, and guys who can kind of play 1-4, guard 1-4. Aminu and Mo Harkless kind of did that for Portland. You know, they weren't the dynamic scorers, but they were glue guys. And you, as we've seen, you know, I can see how if you're a fan base watching them for 4 or 5 years, you kind of get fatigued. It's like, oh, they have too many limitations. They can't do. You know, then when they're gone, you see, oh, they provided that. That's what such and such can't do. So I think they're seeing a little bit of that now.
With a listen in to Beyond the Arc, I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound, the voice of Dub Nation.